We serve a great God. If you want to see a scripture that goes along with that song, look at Deuteronomy 29, 29. God is able to do what God wants to do. He is sovereign. He's the one that tells us what to do. If you have an unspoken prayer request this morning, would you lift your hand? There's a number that we have written down here. We need to remember our committees as they work. There's a lot of committees that have a lot of things going on right now. We need to keep them in prayer. We need to remember our prayer vigil this coming Friday and Saturday. If you haven't signed up, sign up sheets outside. We need more people to sign up. Cover Friday night 6 to Saturday night 6 like we did before, and you can do that at home. We need to remember Jerry Bowling. He's in Meadow Lodge. I believe I got it right. I told someone earlier that I thought it was somewhere else, but Meadow Lodge, okay. Remember Jerry, Liz. Remember Jane Wolfenberger's mom. She's having surgery Wednesday. Remember Steve. He had some minor surgery this week, but he's doing pretty good. A number of people have birthdays. If you have a birthday in May or had a birthday in May, would you stand? All of you that have or do have a birthday in May. No, now clapping's not good enough. Now the rest of you got to stand and we got to sing happy birthday. We do that. We do that. It's great to have two World War veterans in our group. And maybe more than that, but it's good to have all of you here. Let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Well, that wasn't too bad, was it? We remember Ernestine Adkins. She's having tests. And I would ask you to remember the family of my aunt, my mother's only sister, 96, passed away Monday. And her funeral is going to be this Wednesday. So remember this family in prayer, if you would, please. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And I would ask the ushers to come forward while we're doing the prayer. We'll receive our offering at this time. There's lots of things to pray for. We need to pray without ceasing. It's no wonder Paul put that in the Bible, is it? Father, as we come to thank you for this day, we have so many things to thank you for. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus Christ who died for our sin. But he didn't stay dead. He's a risen Savior. You have raised him from the dead. And when we go to the cemetery and see all of those graves, we remember in your word that you've told us that when Christ comes again, those in the grave will rise first and meet him in the air. And we that are remain will also join him in the air. Thank you for those promises. Thank you for those things that you've given us in your word. Thank you for your word and for those that preach your word and for those that spread your word. Thank you for all of the ones that are here this morning. I know there's many burdens on many hearts. Some are lost in our families. Some are not attending church anywhere in our family groups. And I just pray that you'd be with each one of those. I know that there's many that are having tests and surgeries and sickness of all kinds. I just pray that you would lead and guide. Go with us in everything we do. And help us to always be grateful and to lift up your holy name and praise your name. For that's why we're here, is to praise your name and glorify Jesus Christ our Savior. In his name we ask these things. Amen.
May we stand. Do it a cappella. She's lost her power. Peace. let's hold it. Let's start that over again.
Patriot dream that sees me.